Hi, everyone. Welcome to our program. This is English Digest, and I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And Stephanie, how did you come to the studio today?
Well, typically, as you know, Tom, I do take cabs or taxis.
Uh-huh.
But today I actually walked here.
Really?
Yeah, I was pretty close in the neighborhood, and I thought, I'll just walk a little bit. How did you get here today?
I took the MRT.
Oh.
I was out in Junghe,
uh-huh.
And I took the orange line.
Yeah.
And got off at Guting and walked over here. But, you know, I don't really take the taxis in Taipei too much, although they are fairly world famous for being relatively cheap and efficient.
Well, your family has a car as well.
That helps. Although, if you live in a big city sometimes, it is convenient to get around by taxi.
It is.
And that's what we're talking about today in our unit on culture. We're talking about taxis. Tidbits on taxis from Hackney's to Xiao Huang. That's our lesson for today. Let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents and then we'll be right back.
For most of us, taking a cab is such a commonplace activity that we seldom stop to think before flagging one down and hopping inside. Here are some facts to ponder the next time you take a cab. Back in the early 17th century, people hired horse-drawn carriages in London. These were known as hackney carriages. And indeed, taxis in London are still called hackney cabs. Becoming a London taxi driver is no easy task. Prospective drivers must pass the knowledge, a comprehensive course testing the geography of London. Drivers will usually need at least a dozen attempts at passing the examination. Germany is famous for the quality of its cars, and its taxis, many of which are made by Mercedes-Benz, are no exception. However, fares there are high, and German public transportation is excellent, so hailing cabs on the street is less common in Germany than elsewhere. In Japan, meanwhile, passengers don't even have to open taxi doors. Most have automatic doors, though some services have their drivers get out and open doors for passengers. Taxis are typically painted a particular color to make them easier to distinguish. London cabs are traditionally black. Most German ones are pale yellow. And in Japan, taxis can be any color. This was also the case in Taiwan until 1991, when yellow became the standard color for taxis. Now one sees the Xiaohuang, little yellow, wherever one goes in Taiwan. No matter how late the hour or where we want to go, we trust our taxi drivers to get us to our destination. Hopefully, these tidbits of information will make you appreciate the service they provide even more.
Okay, let's get to our explanation here. The title is Tidbits on Taxis from Hackney's to Xiao Huang. Hackney, I think we'll explain that word in just a couple of seconds here. But this is basically telling us about some basic facts, a little bit of history about taxis. They started off as hackneys in London there, and they have evolved to the Xiao Huang taxis that we all know and love today. So here's the first paragraph. It says, for most of us, taking a cab is such a commonplace activity that we seldom stop to think before flagging one down and hopping inside. Now, this might be true for us because we live in Taipei. And in the other cities in Taiwan, I think taxi cabs are fairly common. So for us, yeah, it's a very commonplace activity. I did want to mention here that the full term for that is taxi cab, although you either call it a taxi or a cab. I'm going to get a taxi. I'm going to get a cab. We don't really say, oh, I'm going to take a taxi cab to work today. You say taxi or cab, usually.
Yeah.
And it's very commonplace here, which means it happens all the time. Commonplace is just a fancy way of saying something is common, okay? It's very commonplace to see betel nut stands in Taiwan as well.
It sure is. So that when you take one, you seldom stop to think before flagging one down and hopping inside. To flag something down typically means you use your arm to wave at it. We use flags to start races. Oftentimes, you'll see car races where they'll put that flag down to let the drivers know it's time to go. So you can flag a taxi down. We're also going to talk about hailing a cab in a minute. It's the same idea. So you kind of wave your arm at the taxi. Sometimes I'll hear people in New York whistle. If you can whistle really well.
Can they hear it?
Yeah, they can.
The drivers can hear you whistle?
Sure. Uh-huh. I can't whistle. But you have to have a strong whistle to get them to stop. Here I'll have taxi drivers honk at me.
All right.
If I want one, which bothers me. Don't honk at me. They honk, I never take that cab.
Really?
Yeah.
You're that strict, huh?
I don't like it. It's weird that they honk at me.
Well, they are looking for customers.
They are.
But in any case here, we do have the term flag down. You can say flag or flag down. That's the verb phrase there.
Uh-huh.
So I did also want to mention that a taxi is something that you get inside of. You don't get on a taxi. You get in a taxi. Whereas you get on a bus or on a train or on a ship or on a plane.
Uh-huh.
You get inside a taxi or inside a car because you're sitting down when you get into it. Now, here are some facts to ponder the next time you take a taxi or a cab. Now, ponder here just means to think something over, think about it, and you want to do this, especially if you're trying to come to a decision. I need to ponder that for a while. I'm not sure if I want to accept your job offer.
Yeah, you're thinking about it pretty carefully. You might want to ponder a question in class that your teacher asks before you answer it to make sure you have the right answer. So here are some things we're going to share with you about taxis or cabs. So let's look a little bit at the history behind this special type of transportation. Back in the early 17th century, that's the 1600s, people hired or paid for horse-drawn carriages in London. Back then, of course, there were no cars, so people used horse-drawn carriages. Horse-drawn means the horse is providing the power, and a carriage is like a little car, a little vehicle that the passengers could sit inside. That's how they first started. These were known as something called hackney carriages. I looked up hackney, and actually, it is a word for a horse.
Hmm.
That is used for transportation like this, just a horse that you can attach to some sort of carriage. I didn't know that because I'd never seen horse-drawn carriages called hackney carriages, but I know in London they call them hackney cabs.
Okay.
And I always wondered why they called them that. Now I know.
Yes, and hackney is not a typical breed of horse.
No.
It's just a horse that is used in this way, used as transportation. I think this is an area of London where the original horses were kept.
Mm.
Hackney, I don't
yeah.
know if the Hackney district
in
is
East
still
London.
Around.
Yeah,
is it still
true.
There? I'm not
yeah.
From London. I don't know.
Yep.
I haven't been there before, but indeed, taxis in London are still called hackney cabs, although I'm sure if you're in London and you say, hey, I need to get a cab or a taxi, they will know what you mean.
Yeah, a horse isn't going to come up connected to a car either.
If I were in London, though, I think I'd rather ride on those double-decker buses.
They're kind of cool.
But
yeah.
In any case, becoming a London taxi driver is no easy task. It's no picnic, okay? Maybe you don't have a job and you're looking for a quick way to make money. No, it's not easy to become a taxi driver in London. Prospective drivers must pass the knowledge, a comprehensive course testing the geography of London. So if you're prospective, that means that you have the potential of becoming something in the future. You are expected to be something in the future. A prospective student, for example. I've applied to Harvard, but I haven't started, so I am a prospective student.
This is a course they take, so it's some sort of education or class that they attend. Comprehensive means it covers most things or includes most or many things or even all things. Maybe you have comprehensive insurance, health insurance, which covers everything that you need. Well, this course is pretty comprehensive, and they actually test these drivers on their knowledge of the geography of London. They have to know London very well. It's not easy to pass because drivers usually need at least a dozen attempts at passing the exam or the examination. An attempt is just a try at something. A lot of our sports fans out there know about free throw attempts where a basketball player will try to make a basket from the free throw line. That's an attempt. Attempt can be a noun or a verb. Here it's acting as a noun.
Yeah, and the geography of London is very difficult to figure out. It's not like Taipei where, you know, Zhongxiao Donglu goes all the way through the city. So does Zhongxiao, so does Ren'ai, so does Xinyi. It's quite different. The roads change names every couple of blocks, so it ain't an easy test to pass,
I'm pretty sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So they take at least a dozen or 12 tries or attempts to pass that examination. Let's move on now to the next paragraph and talk about Germany. Germany is famous for the quality of its cars, mm-hmm. as you might expect, and its taxis, many of which are made by Mercedes-Benz, are no exception. Yes, that's the home of Mercedes-Benz there, Germany, so you might expect their taxis to be Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Audi, maybe Volkswagen, whatever. So, yes, they are very high quality.
They sure are. Notice that we have this phrase, many of which are made by Mercedes-Benz, which here is acting as a relative pronoun. It's referring back to the cars in Germany. So they're really high quality. It's amazing that the taxis are made by Mercedes-Benz, which is considered a luxury vehicle. Well, it says here they are no exception just because they're taxis. They're very high quality. An exception to something means something that's not included or it's different from others. If you say it's no exception, it's the same as the others. It's not excluded from a particular group. So most of the cars there are very, very good quality, especially the taxis, because they're made by Mercedes-Benz, or as they like to say here in Taiwan, Benz.
Benz, exactly. Although in the U.S. we say Mercedes more often.
We do.
And we'll continue talking about taxis in just a second, but let's take a break right now and listen to our beloved Chinese teacher.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们要谈的是计程车。今天要谈的计程车有什么好玩的事情要谈呢？好，我们先看文章内容。他说，对大多数人来讲，当然搭计程车蛮平常的。不过他说，你拦下车跳进车之前，却很少去思考有关计程车的事。拦车 flag one down， 这就是把一辆计程车拦下来。当然 flag 本来是旗帜，当名词的话，以这边来说就是你手一挥，然后请车子停下来。再来，我们看到第二段里面就要说了，好，当时的人呢，他们当然还没有计程车，他们用的是 horse drawn carriages。Carriage 就是马车， horse drawn 这个地方要注意的就是D-R-A-W-N drawn 为什么会用被动呢？当然很简单，因为 carriages are drawn by horse， 它是用马来拉的，所以 horse 后面用过去分词 drawn。 再来下一句呢，在当时啊，其实我们现在想想，因为它是用马来拉的车子，所以直到今天我们还是把它叫做 hackney carriages，计程车在伦敦还是用这个称呼，而 Hackney 就现在变成有两个解释了，它可以是指出租汽车，也可以是指出租的马车。那除了在伦敦之外呢，那在德国呢，他说德国的车子是以 quality 品质而闻名。那提到他的 taxis， 当然咯， many of which are made by Mercedes-Benz， 这个地方我们要留意它的句型哦。提到德国的自行车，那逗点后面接的 many of which， 这个句构仔细看，其实它有一个不定代名词 many， 然后再接 of which， 它基本上还是一个所谓的关系代名词引导出来的一个关系子句，当然修饰的对象就是前面的 taxis。有 many 在前面，这也是一个重要句型，因为我们知道不定代名词像 many, all, some, several, both, two 等等等，你可以放在这样的句构里，形成 many of which, all of which, some of which, several of which 或者是 both of which， 然后呢用它这样的句构形成一个关系子句，表示这个先行词啊有很多的是怎么样，或是两者都怎么样。这一边就是讲他们的计程车有很多都是宾士汽车。
We're going to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about taxi cabs, and where we left off, we were talking about the high-quality taxis in Germany. They're made by Mercedes-Benz. However, fares there are high, and German public transportation is excellent, so hailing cabs on the street is less common in Germany than elsewhere. It's very common to hail taxis in Taipei. It's very common to hail taxis in New York City, I understand. And, well, it kind of depends on how much you want to spend. Fares, or the fare, is the amount of money you pay for some kind of transportation. The bus fare in Taipei, for example, is, what is it, still $15 per section? And the fare on the MRT varies. It depends on where you're going. The New York City subway, the fare is the same no matter where you're going. But here we're talking about taxi fares, and they're high in Germany because most people take the buses or the trains. Those things are part of public transportation. Indeed, Germany has an excellent public transportation system. And if you want to flag a taxi down, another word you can use is to hail that taxi.
Yeah, to hail a taxi is just the same as flagging it down. You just put up your arm or you wave your hand. You try to get the driver's attention so he'll stop for you. Hopefully that happens. In Taiwan, it's very easy because there's so many taxis or cabs available.
Although it's hard at rush hour on rainy days.
On rainy days, that's true. But in New York, it's very difficult.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
You gotta fight from there, huh?
Oh, people are trying to steal your cabs all the time. Fights break out. Oh. There aren't enough cabs because they limit them. The government limits them in New York.
I guess they want them to take the subway, take the D train or something.
Well,
like
they're trying to protect the driver's income. That's what they're doing.
Well, I suppose that might make sense. But in any case here, it's not so common to hail taxis in Germany.
Uh-huh.
Well, let's go to Japan a little closer to home here. So in Japan, meanwhile, at the same time, passengers don't even have to open taxi doors. Mm. Very convenient. If you're a passenger, you're a person who is riding in some kind of vehicle that is driven by somebody else.
Yeah, if something's automatic, it means you don't have to do anything. It happens naturally. Or it's a mechanism, a machine is doing something without a person actually having to open the door itself. So they must be able to push a button and the door opens. Have you been to Japan lately?
No, I've only been through their airports. I haven't seen them before.
Kind of cool.
But I suppose that's nice because you don't have to put your hand on the door in case somebody with a disease or something touch that door and you don't have to worry about getting
a
cold.
You don't get a cold.
makes perfect sense there.
It's important for Tom and I. Yeah.
And even in Japan, some of these services have their drivers get out and open the doors for you.
Yeah.
So that's very nice. You can feel like you're being driven around in a chauffeur-driven limousine.
Cool.
Hey, I want to go ride a taxi in Japan. Okay, let's move on and here talk about the colors of taxis. Taxis are typically painted a particular color to make them easier to distinguish.
Mm-hmm.
That's true if you're looking for a taxi, at least in New York. I know they're yellow, right? They're all yellow there. I haven't been to Hong Kong in over 10 years, but the last time I was there, they were all red. All the taxis in Hong Kong are red. And I think the taxis in Mexico City used to be all green, but I haven't been there in 20 years, so I don't know.
Well, it depends on the country, I guess. We know that our color here in Taiwan is yellow. In London, the cabs are traditionally black. They're also very old-fashioned looking. They're kind of cute little cars. They look like they were made back in the 1930s. The kind of cars a gangster or a mobster would have driven in the U.S. back then. They're really cool. You got to ride in one just to get the experience. When you hop in, you actually pull down the seat to sit in it, and people can face each other in a cab. Some can sit against the window that the driver has separating him from the passengers, and then your friends can face you on the other side.
Cool.
They're kind of fun. Most German taxis or cabs are pale yellow. Pale means a very light shade of some color. If you call someone pale, you're saying that their skin is almost white, or maybe they even look sick.
Mm.
Here in Taiwan, the women like to have pale skin, so they carry their umbrellas.
Or because it's so hot in the summer.
True?
That's one reason they might be carrying umbrellas as well. Yes, generally speaking, women in Taiwan don't like to get a tan.
No.
Whereas Western women love getting tans.
Yes.
It shows that you have free time to be hanging out at the beach and that you're from a rich family.
And you look
like
healthy.
That.
That's why we like tans.
Although there is, some studies. There are some studies that say that too much exposure to the sun can give you skin cancer.
Yes.
So you better watch out for
True.
That. But at least here we're talking about the colors of taxis. They are pale yellow in Germany. In Japan, they can be any color, and this was also the case in Taiwan until 1991, when yellow became the standard color for taxis. I remember that. I came to Taiwan first back in the late 80s, and yeah, the taxis were all different colors. Even some taxis had karaoke in them. You could sing a song while you were being driven to your destination.
Oh, I heard a driver in a cab a couple weeks ago. He was singing out. And he had a microphone attached to the outside of his cab. He was serenading us, singing us some karaoke songs. I wanted to mention, too, this word distinguish is a verb, and it's one of our vocabulary words. It means you recognize some difference between things.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know twins, maybe a set of twin girls, a set of twin boys, sometimes it's hard to tell the difference between them. So you could use that verb. It's hard to distinguish between them.
Yes, the taxis in London are black, in Germany they're pale yellow, etc. Now one sees the Xiao Huang whenever or wherever one goes in Taiwan. So I guess that means that it's standard all over the place. No matter where you go, the taxis are going to be yellow.
And you know, the MRT shuts down after, what, midnight or 1 a.m.? So
yeah.
No matter how late the hour or where we want to go, you can trust those taxi drivers to get you to your destination. Your destination is where you're going. If you go to an airport, they'll have a list of destinations on a board and what time the flights leave and land. So it's nice to know we can trust them. I feel safe in taxis here.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't always feel safe in New York, but I certainly feel safe here.
Yeah, you're pretty much okay in taxis here, and hopefully these tidbits of information will make you appreciate the service they provide even more.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's the title of our article, Tidbits on Taxis. In case we didn't tell you what this word means before, a tidbit is just a little bit of information about something. It's usually kind of useful or interesting information, so this is just a little bit of information. And the next time you step in a taxi, or at least get into a taxi,
yeah.
You might appreciate the service they provide. And if you appreciate something, you recognize the value of something.
Yeah, you can look at it and recognize that it does have a lot of useful uses for you. Maybe you're grateful for it. If you appreciate something, you're grateful for it. I'm certainly grateful for the cabs here in Taiwan. I couldn't live without them.
I could. I don't usually take taxis because they always ask me the same questions over and over.
Yeah.
How long have you been in Taiwan? Oh, your Mandarin is so good. What do you like about Taiwan?
They ask me if I'm married and how much money I make.
Now, I realize they're trying to be friendly, but
yeah.
What they don't realize is that as foreigners, we get asked those questions about 20 times a day.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just don't want to answer that question and pretend it's the first time you're being asked that question.
Gotta be nice.
Gotta be nice.
Yeah.
But in any case, that brings us to the end of our explanation for today. It's time now to turn things over to our Chinese teacher.
好，我们继续看这篇文章，谈计程车有什么有趣的事情呢？提到了德国，他们的自行车都是宾士汽车多哦。但是接下来就告诉你，车资非常的高，德国的公共运输又非常的好。所以假如说你要在街头随便挥手然后叫自行车的话，可能就不像在其他地方一样那么常见了。这边又来了。招揽计程车，挥手叫计程车，你可以用的另外一个动词就是 hail， 这个 hail 有很多解释，平常呢它代表欢呼，可是这里它也可以叫叫车。那我们之前也学过了，如果你 flag down a taxi， 那也是表示你挥手叫计程车停下来。那我们要注意到的是这一段最后这一句里面的 have their drivers get out， 这个地方的 have 很明显它是一个使役动词，使役动词呢后面有受词，接下来要留意的是它的动词一定要原形动词了。所以你看到了 get out and open doors， get 跟 open 都是原形动词，要司机可以帮乘客开门。那我们再看下面一段了，提到了自行车，除了德国伦敦他们计程车的一些特殊情况之外，我们再来看计程车它的是什么颜色呢？伦敦那边是黑色，德国是浅黄色，日本什么颜色都可以。那我们来看台湾，台湾的计程车其实本来也是什么颜色都可以，可是他说到1991年开始我们就统一规定成为黄色了。那这一句的句型也要留意哦，那他这边有一个This was also the case in Taiwan until 1991. 这个1991后面的逗点接下来写 When yellow became the standard color. When 前面的逗点再次提醒大家，这是一个所谓的非限定用法。当你有一个特殊的时间点，这个时间点像1991年来说，你后面呢就应该要用非限定用法来修饰这个时间做了什么事。那这个 when 就是一个关系副词。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And the next time you take a cab, be sure to thank your driver for providing a great service. For those of us here at English Digest, we're glad you could make it. Come back next time. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.